see that. Judy was doing the old time and the new time.
I'm sorry, I gave him ammunition.
And after hearing the breathy Diane Clark weather report and then listening to traffic delivered by Beyonce Fox, I'm just wondering, if have we changed the format now? Are we going like, we're going all sort of, you know, for men only? Is that it?
What do you mean by that, Bob?
I know. I don't know whether to say thank you or shut up.
I don't either. I don't know either. Just stand by.
Stand by for news. Well, here is someone whose voice is easily recognizable around Chicago, and she spent a lot of time trying to control Larry Lujack and Fred Winston on the radio, and now she's trying to control others with a book called Show Up and Shine, Simple Steps to Boost Your Confidence and Charisma. Hello, Catherine Johns.
Hello, Bob and Marianne. I am so happy to be here with you. I'm shining.
It's nice to hear your radio voice, too, as well.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank
you. Is this for men only, Bob?
No, this is for everyone, as Catherine will point out. The answer to the question, where is Catherine Johns now and what is she doing, would be what?
I am coaching entrepreneurs and independent professionals who want to grow their business by being more effective speakers. So I have a program called Confidence, Charisma, and Cash, Turn More Prospects into Profits. And I wrote a book really targeting women because there are some specific issues that women have that interfere with manifesting confidence and charisma.
Can you really teach someone to have confidence, or is that something that has to be innate?
No, I think confidence is much more a skill and a practice than it is an innate quality, and that people can, in fact, develop confidence and a more powerful presence.
All right, so begin with the steps of how you can do that. And I know you start off with the, you know, powerful positions.
Power poses.
Power poses.
It's all about a power pose.
All right, stop right there. What does that mean, a power pose?
So I've been teaching my clients for a long time.
And who would be, you don't need to be specific, but what kinds of clients are they?
Lawyers, accountants, therapists, business, small business owners.
People who have to deal with other people.
And people who want to grow their practice by networking or speaking at the Rotary Club or holding a workshop or a seminar for potential clients.
So back to the power pose.
Okay, so power poses are this. I've been teaching my clients that how the way to change your inner state is to change your outer state. That body language communicates to the world outside, but it also communicates internally. Now there's this fabulous research from the Harvard School of Business, which is a reputable source indeed, and it's about what they call power poses that demonstrated the shift in body chemistry from adopting open, expansive postures. And the opposite is also true. If I sit over here in this chair in the studio and kind of hunch down in my chair and shrink and pull into myself,
arms covering your body,
all of that, you know, my legs are crossed at the ankles. So if I do that, I will get less confident. They started researching, do people look not confident because they're not confident inside, or is it the other way around?
And which way is it?
It's both. That it really is that if you adopt an open, expansive posture, what actually happens is your testosterone goes up and your cortisol goes down. And that's true for men and women both. So that means
that... So do you lose weight?
Wouldn't that be nice? If only...
If your cortisol goes down, I mean...
Maybe it could happen. But in the short term, what it does is shift your body chemistry so that you feel better and you feel more confident, more in charge, more in control.
So act as if and then you will be.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly so.
Okay. And I love how you talk about a smile. Talk about the importance of a smile and how it cuts both ways.
It does cut both ways for women in particular. The research shows that women smile way more than men. Even as children, girls smile more than boys, but as we get older, the differential increases. And some of that is a people-pleasing thing, right? Because we're taught, you know, sugar and spice, all things nice, et cetera, et cetera. So as women rise in a corporate environment, they tend to smile less, which could be because companies make them crabby, or it could be because they have less need to please because they're in charge of stuff. So they don't have to ingratiate themselves all the time. Every group of women I've ever worked with, people have a familiar story where somebody said to them on a bus, in the office, at a party, strangers, almost always men, will walk up to you and say, "Smile, honey." Women hate that.
Well, everybody hates that.
But they don't do it to men. Guys don't walk up to each other and say, "Hey, smile,
right.
fella."
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble if you did, I think. What about eye contact? You talk about that.
I sure do. I think if there's anything that demonstrates confidence, it's steady, direct eye contact. And I learned, the hard way. I had to practice that because I went into presentation skills training where eye contact was key and realized that in 25 years in a radio studio, I'd hardly ever looked anybody in the eye. Surprise.
Yeah, you just have to sound good.
Yeah.
No matter what the body language is or what you're looking at,
yeah.
It's all about the voice. So now you're in a world where it's about everything.
Absolutely, and it all matters. And people make decisions like that about whether they like us or trust us or want to know us better. And they base those decisions on things like our posture and our eye contact and the sound of our voice.
So when you see a person that definitely appears to have a lot of charisma, I mean, I have always thought, well, that's because that person is very confident. And then it emanates.
I think it's true.
Them,
I think
right?
they're linked. I think you can have confidence and not be charismatic. I mean, there are people who are confident to the point of being arrogant, and we don't find them magnetic at all. But I don't think you can have charisma without being confident. But I also think charisma is not necessarily being the life of the party. There are people with a much quieter, more contained energy that are very charismatic. You know, in my book, I talked about shine like the sun or shine like the moon, because there are people who are charismatic because they listen to you, they pay attention to you, they reflect you back to you, and you're drawn to that.
So what would you say is the biggest mistake most employees make, whether they're an engineer, a teacher, a vacuum cleaner salesman? What is it?
Those vacuum cleaner salesmen make a lot of mistakes, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I think, that's a big question, Bob. There's a lot of mistakes people can make. I think part of this confidence question is that for women especially, we get caught up in wanting to be liked and it gets in our way. And we shrink from our own ability and our own talent. And we don't sort of proudly embrace what we could do. And Sheryl Sandberg wrote Lean In earlier this year, mm-hmm. you know, the woman from Facebook, and that was a huge, mm-hmm. huge hit. And it was about women sort of stepping into their place in corporate America and using these tools, these physical tools to display confidence and charisma way to lean in.
Isn't it about being liked? I mean, whether you're a lawyer or a salesman, a teacher, if you are liked, you're going to be more effective.
Absolutely. But
you're not going to be liked.
You want to be liked and respected at the same time.
Yeah, and you're not going to be liked if you're not making eye contact with someone. What I love about this little book that you wrote, and it's so easy to read, and I am going to read this out loud. No, maybe she won't let me, but I'm going to give this to my 13-year-old. Because I think that kids need to learn these skills when they're young.
Yeah.
Because nobody told me any of this until, you know, like life beats you up. And, you know, if you choose a career where you're speaking publicly like I did.
Yes.
And I had no business doing it because I didn't have any of these skills. You really have to learn it on the fly. Yeah. And you have to face a lot of rejection. The time to learn this is when you're young.
Yeah. I have several friends who've bought it for their daughters and daughters-in-law. It's a great book for young women.
How can people get this book? And it's called Show Up and Shine, Simple Steps to Boost Your Confidence and Charisma by Katherine Johns.
And it is available in paperback, ebook version, and audiobook from Amazon.com.
I bet the audiobook sounds great since you're doing that. Do you miss radio?
You know, I miss some really good times we had in 1983.
What happened in 83 exactly?
Radio was different then.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're trying to get back to that
right
here.
And I like, you know, this kind of show. I hope it's a huge, huge, huge success for you guys.
Well, thank you. And
it's
great to hear your voice again. I know you have a lot of fans out there. And by the way, what was it like working with Larry Lujack and Fred Winston?
You know, I was so lucky to work with Larry Lujack. He was amazing. I learned a ton from him. And he was willing. I mean, certainly he has an ego like anybody else in radio. But for the sake of a bit, he would step back from his ego and turn the whole spotlight of the morning show on somebody else, Les or Jeff or me. And it allowed me to develop as a personality in my own right in a way that I think other side chicks didn't get to do.
Well, Larry and Fred, two smart guys.
Very. Yeah. And I miss them.
Yeah. I think we all do. Catherine Johns, Show Up and Shine, Simple Steps to Boost Your Confidence and Charisma. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Catherine.